The Moose Jaw Fire Department, MJFD, responded to fewer calls for service during the second quarter of 2021, which continues a three-year trend of declining call volume in that quarter. Firefighters responded to 177 incidents in Moose Jaw and the rural areas from April to June this year, a decrease from 216 incidents during Q2 last year and 250 service calls during Q2 in 2019. The types of incidents to which the department has responded during the last 3 years included incident Q2 2019, Q2 2020, Q2 2021 false alarms 84, 66, 66 fires 50, 60, 38 M's first responder 22, 9, 7 hazardous materials 38, 36 2 malfunctioning equipment 16, 10 motor vehicle collisions 30, 22, 21 carbon monoxide other 012 electrical 012 rescue calls 428 service calls 61021 The fire department responded to 13 calls during the second quarter in the rural areas, compared to 14 calls for service during the first quarter. Almost half of the calls for service were related to grass fires. During the second quarter of 2021, the MJFD saved $1.48 million in property. In comparison, the department saved $1.9 million in property during Q2 of 2020 and saved $42.4 million in property during Q2 of 2019. The department wants to restart its public education programs this fall after halting the initiatives during the past year due to the pandemic, City Manager Jim Puffelt said during the recent City Council meeting. Although pandemic restrictions have been lifted, a fourth wave of the coronavirus is occurring, making it difficult for City Hall to know what to do. However, it is working with the schools to offer something. Coun. Crystal Froese pointed to the statistics for fire loss incidents this year compared to last year. In particular, she wondered if the fire department had seen an increase in calls for service in the rural areas because of the hot, dry summer. We have been very fortunate with this summer. The number of calls has been very low, said Fire Chief Rod Montgomery. I am thankful for our rural partners doing their part in maintaining their yards and equipment. It's been a very good summer. Employment numbers: the city of Moose Jaw had 362 employees at the end of June, compared to 303 staff at the end of the second quarter last year, the council report said. The number of employees in the Parks and Recreation Department caught the eye of Acting Mayor Don Lunning, who pointed out that the department had 125 staff at the end of this June compared to 72 employees last year. She wondered if the department had hired temporary workers earlier than usual. There was fewer staff last year because all municipal buildings and venues were closed due to the pandemic, said Parks Director Derek Blaise. However, with the reopening of venues this year, the department could hire more staff. The next regular council meeting is Monday, September 13.